A lot of movies use music as sonic wallpaper, just background sound to fill silence and fit the genre. But bold, memorable films tend to have equally strong and unforgettable music at the forefront. Great filmmakers have a way of merging images and narrative with the visceral power of sound. It happens a lot in art house films, like those you can watch on the new Criterion channel. I've been perusing their catalog lately, and lots of titles have come to mind. Music can tie a film to a time and a place. Punk rock is what sets Repo Man in 1980s LA. Black Orpheus uses bossa nova to put us in Brazil in 1959. But more than just establishing setting, film music can be like a color scheme, putting everything into harmony. Wes Anderson's choice of music is as painstaking and obsessive as his set design. It must have cost a fortune to use the Beatles' Hey Jude for the opening montage of the Royal Tenenbaums, but it's the perfect song for looking on the members of the Tenenbaum family with sympathy as we hear the many, many ways they failed to live up to their potential. The music is essential to the story. For KMUW, I'm Mark Foley.